The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And I've got one eye posted on the monitor in the studio to see if there's any breaking news about the impeachment proceedings. As you probably know, The Senate is now submitting questions to the managers on the Democratic side from the House of Representatives and the Trump defense team. They are written. They go to the Chief Justice, who is in charge. He reads them. And then, depending on whether the question is addressed to the House managers on the Democratic side or the Trump defenders on the Republican side, and then a representative from whatever side is chosen to respond. During the last break, I was busy sending those in Christ verses to a whole bunch of people who have responded. And again, that is just so encouraging and exciting that people want to know who they are in Christ. In between doing that, I unmuted the monitor here in the studio, and talk about an exercise in futility. The Democratic senators are submitting questions to the Democrats in order to try to give the Democrats another opportunity to say what they've already said about a dozen times. And the Republican senators are sending questions to the Republicans so that they can say what they have said a dozen times. It's, oh my goodness, I mean, seriously, it is such an exercise in futility. The president is going to be acquitted unless something unbelievable happens. Anyway, I won't say anything else. But if some blockbuster story breaks, I will tell you. We were just talking about this college up in Minnesota that had a session only for white people who are all racist. If you're white, you're a racist, and you should have gone to the event. And it was for white. Can you imagine? Can you imagine any college in America, if they announced a meeting where only blacks, no whites, anyway, it's a new segregation. So anyway, other bizarre things are happening on college campuses as well. The University of Missouri has started a new program. They have begun with the athletes, all of the athletes, basketball, football, fencing, volleyball, tiddlywinks, underwater basket weaving. That should be an Olympic sport. Underwater basket weaving. If you've never watched that live, it's so exciting. Check it out. Underwater basket weaving. It's riveting to watch it. Anyway, all of the athletes are going to be required to do this with the intent they may put it, expand it, enlarge it to all of the students. Right now, other students can opt in if they want to, but they're not required. What is it? All of the athletes on the campus of the University of Missouri have to install an app in their phone that tracks their location. Tracks them. In America? This is America? This is the kind of thing you would think would happen in Russia, China. This is America. Quote, new student athletes at the University of Missouri are being required to participate in a tracking program designed to measure and enforce class attendance, a university spokesman confirmed in a report from the Kansas City Star. Now, how do socialist, totalitarian regimes start this kind of thing? They start it by saying, this is good for you. We're only doing this because this is good for you, because we know better. Quote, despite privacy concerns, Despite privacy concerns, officials defended the decision as one to benefit the students. It's good for them. As the school's athletics department has already been using the app called Spotter EDU to track certain student athletes. While athletes will be required to use the app, new students who are not athletes will be able to opt into the program, a Mizzou spokesman clarified. Quote, participation in the pilot offered to fewer than 2% of MU students is completely optional. Now, that's another way this kind of thing starts. It's just for a few. It's good for you. And only if you want to. Yeah, this is how it begins. Quote, if a student does not want to use the app to track their attendance, they will be required to check in with their professor through an alternate method, such as signing an attendance sheet. Like that's something new? Being required to sign in with an attendance sheet? That's something new? Are you kidding me? Spotter EDU, developed by a former basketball coach, is designed to monitor a user's attendance by pinpointing students within a classroom until they leave, providing continuous, reliable, and non-invasive attendance. They're watching your every move, and that's non-invasive? Yeah, that's according to the app's website. While the app ensures that students are in the classroom during class times, it claims it does not track students' locations anywhere else. We only care, this is a quote from the app's website, we only care if students are in class during class. No GPS tracking means, no, we can't locate them anywhere else. However, if you look a little deeper into the website, the app is capable of tracking students' locations outside the classroom. Now, right now they say, oh, we wouldn't do that. We only track them when they're in class. That's the only time. From the inventors of this app, quote, from labs to auditoriums, our technology can expand to cover any size of space accurately and precisely. But you can trust us. Right now, we're only tracking them in the classroom. We have the capability of tracking them anywhere else we want to, but trust us. So right now, this is only required of all of the athletes. But there is a clear indication it could be expanded to all the students. Violation of privacy? University of Missouri is not real concerned about that. Not real concerned. Telling you folks, our college campuses are flying to the left at breakneck speed. All right, quick break. We'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
There is so much that the news media is not reporting. I mean, really important things. And that's why, and I want to be very careful that this doesn't sound self-serving. Because I don't think it is, and I don't want to sound that way. But that is why what you and I talk about on a daily basis is so important. Most of the things you and I discuss every day here is not discussed in the mainstream media. So I am not in any way indicating that I, this program, are the only source. No. But I would say that we are one of the few. And that's why I beg you to spend as much time as you can with us every day so that you can get the information you're not getting other places. And that's why I beg you to tell other people. It's not to get bigger ratings and a bigger audience. I honestly believe that what you and I do here every day is vital. It's important. I do my best to research and give you information you're not going to get in the mainstream media, you're not going to get on the evening news, you're not going to get the New York Times or the Washington Post or the Associated Press or NBC, or you're just not going to get it. Here is an illustration. I doubt that any of you heard one word about this, but here's a headline. President Trump signs bill authorizing $375 million in grants for houses of worship to defend against violence. Do you hear anything about this? Now, when there is a church shooting, like the one down in Texas or anywhere else, the news media is all over it. Gun control. We got to have gun control. We got to have gun control. Not so much this last church shooting, because one of the church members, a volunteer, part of the security force, took 6 seconds to take out the shooter. And dozens, if not hundreds, of lives were saved because someone did have a gun in the church. So the news media didn't spend a whole lot of time on that. But what about an executive order from the president allocating $375 million to help houses of worship, all kinds of houses of worship, evangelical, Protestant, Catholic, Jewish synagogues, and even Muslim mosques. Quote, the Trump administration has authorized millions in federal grants for churches and other houses of worship and nonprofit organizations for the purpose of defending against violence amid rising hostility to religion, specifically anti-Semitism. The president said this, I will sign legislation authorizing $375 million for federal grants to help thousands of houses of worship and other faith-based and nonprofit organizations defend against violence. He said, it's crazy. What's going on out there is crazy. We are committed to building a nation where every community is secure, every family is safe, and every child can grow up in dignity and in peace. And by the way, This received bipartisan support. That's why you didn't hear anything about it on CNN, ABC, CNBC, ABC. This is why you didn't hear anything about it. Because it was bipartisan, and the president actually did something good. The bipartisan authorization would substantially increase the funding for the nonprofit Security Grants Program, allows houses of worship to apply for a $100,000 grant to be used for things like fencing, cameras, stronger doors, and the hiring of security professionals. Now, it received such bipartisan support, quote, the bill passed the U.S. House by voice vote and passed through the Senate via unanimous consent. It didn't even take a floor vote because it was so popular. It's like the trade agreement that was signed, was it today or yesterday? The trade agreement between the United States, Mexico, and Canada. Huge thing. It replaced NAFTA. This is big. This was huge. And by the way, supported by Democrats and Republicans alike. It was very bipartisan. News media basically ignored it because it was something good that the Trump administration did that was bipartisan. This is another reason why the overwhelming majority of Americans do not trust the mainstream media. Anyway, the bill, I said executive order, and I was wrong, and I apologize for that. This was actual legislation, H.R. 2476. H.R. 2476, signed into law by the president. And again, I misspoke. I said it was an executive order. It was not. Bipartisan legislation passed overwhelmingly by the House and the Senate, signed into law by the president, and basically ignored by the media. We're learning more details about the helicopter crash that took the life of Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven others. Here is the most tragic thing of all that we're learning. It's tragic any way you slice it, but this fact that just came out this morning from NTSB authorities is especially devastating. I'll share what that is and what all of us can learn from it when we return.